Welcome to the Trinity Reformed Church podcast. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.
Our exhortation this morning comes from Matthew 28, verses 7 and 8. And go quickly and tell the disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring the disciples word. In this passage, we find these women carrying a message that was never, up till that time, carried before. A man was resurrected. And not just any man, but the God-man. He was not merely brought back to his former earthly life. He was given resurrected life with a resurrected body. The Apostle Paul calls him the first fruits of a new age. And it said specifically they responded to this message with joy. Jesus' disciples saw many amazing things over the course of their walk with him in his ministry, but they never saw anything like this. The thing no one could imagine happened, and the world is now a new place. Since then, the message of the death and resurrection of Jesus has gone forth throughout the world, and people have, by His power, seen amazing and sometimes strange things. Wherever the message of the gospel goes, people eventually come to believe Him. It may not be the way we expect always, but the gospel has not lost one bit of power since the first day it was proclaimed. So then, the thing, as many were afraid after Jesus died, that life would never be the same, and it wasn't. But there are things that saints have ever since struggled to believe. There are things that we see around us in our own lives that we think, this is impossible. It can't happen. There's no way that this good thing that I desire, I'm not talking about new cars, new house, or anything like that. I'm talking about things that are true, noble, and good, but you say, it's impossible and it cannot happen. I don't see how. But if Jesus is raised from the dead, what can't happen? What amazing thing in your life that is clearly and scripturally God's will that you doubt? The resurrection should give you hope that it can indeed happen. It may not happen, it may not be what the Lord wants, but don't say it's not because God is not able to do it. The work of resurrection should charge our hopes that God continues to work in His world and through His people. So this morning, let the hope of Christ sink into your very heart and bones and fill you with joy, just as it filled those first followers who came to the tomb. And let that hope charge your prayers and expand your horizons as you seek to follow the Savior.
Thanks for listening. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.